Okay, the Avengers started filming 2 days ago, or the Avengers 2, Avengers I should 2. Say. Started filming 2 days ago. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron, yeah.
And Ultron's the villain, for those of you who don't know. He's played by James Spader. I don't know.
What other movies is he in?
I've seen him, but he's not a big actor. Like, you wouldn't know him in any, like, real big movies. So he's not a big guy. He's just voicing him. He's not actually playing him.
Isn't another Captain Winter Soldier comes out pretty soon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
I've got... Hold on, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay, I see you as a...
Yeah, I've got some stuff. But yeah, he's the voice of Ultron. Ultron's basically like a robot type of thing that kind of creates himself from Ant-Man, which Ant-Man's coming out, and that'll lead more into what Ultron is. So if you don't know what Ultron is, you can go look that up. It would take way too long to explain. So yeah, it started filming 2 days ago, and they began filming in Africa. So I don't know what that is.
We're still talking about Avengers 2 or Ultron.
Yeah, Avengers 2.
Ultron's going to be in Avengers 2?
Yeah, it's called Age of Ultron, so he's the villain. And they started filming in Africa. I don't really know the thing about that. But we went from Avengers 1 had Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and Hulk, and Black Widow, and Hawkeye. But now we're adding Ant-Man. The Ant-Man movie's coming out this in 2014. I believe this summer they moved it ahead. And then we're going to have Scarlet Witch. She's not going to have her own movie, I don't think. I don't know.
Do you know who plays her?
No, I don't know who plays her.
What about,
do you know, like, what her superpower is?
No.
Being a witch.
I'll probably put some links in the description for characters for Ultron and Scarlet Witch and some other people, like, on Wikipedia or something.
God, no.
And then Quicksilver and War Machine. So we're at basically
War Machine's
Black. Yeah, movie. War Machine's Iron Man's sidekick.
Best friend, kind of.
Yeah. And Iron Man 2, he was in Iron Man 1, but he wasn't War Machine then. Anyways, and Iron Man 3,
He was Iron Patriot.
Yeah, Iron Patriot in Iron Man 3, but I wasn't a fan of that.
So
anyways,
he changed his name?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's the difference between War Machine and Iron Patriot?
They said War Machine was too violent, so he had to change his name to Iron Patriot.
Yeah.
Pretty lame.
Yeah, it is. they basically added 4 more Avengers, so that's going to be... I don't know how they're going to fit all this in like 2 hours and 30 minutes. But
maybe they go 3 hours.
So yeah, but another thing I want to add on to Marvel movies is, like, I like where they're going. Like, they're way outdoing DC or anything, but it seems to me like they're trying to put too much, like, comedy, family stuff into it.
Yeah, that's
which I'm not a fan of that. But I mean, I understand they're gonna make more money doing that, so that's not a big deal for me. I just didn't like.
I ruined it for Iron Man 3 for me.
The Mandarin. I'm not even gonna go there. But
I mean. Why don't you look at
this? I still haven't seen this. I can't really say anything about it.
Iron Man 3. Basically, the Mandarin is like the Joker to Batman, and they basically turn him into a joke. They had that set up perfectly for the Mandarin to be like the best villain, and like they had a great actor. They had everything perfectly, and he seemed intimidating. Like, he seemed like Bane. Like, Bane just seems intimidating, and they ruined it because when Iron Man finds him, he turns out to be an actor, and that pissed me off because that's like like them doing that to the Joker, and they just ruined his
Iron Man's arch nemesis. Heath Ledger didn't actually die.
Oh man, why did you have to go there?
Anyways,
we're kind of off topic.
So moving on to more Marvel movies for the next 2 years, we got the Avengers 2. And Captain America, Spider-Man 2, and X-Men Days of Future Past. So we'll talk about Captain America. What are your thoughts on that? I'm excited about that.
Captain America is my favorite Marvel hero, so obviously I'm pretty excited.
I still haven't seen the first one.
Really?
First one.
I thought you were with him.
No, I didn't see it in theaters. I have Netflix, too. I could watch it anytime.
Yeah, there's two trailers out for that. The first one, I wasn't too much in it, but the second trailer, it shows more. They're starting to put, like, the whole freaking movie in the trailers. Like, I'm starting to not even want to watch trailers anymore because, like, I can't stop myself from watching them, but there's a lot in them. And so it's the Winter Soldier, so the Winter Soldier's the villain, and basically it's a follow-up to...
It's not World War II anymore. It's, like, in now times.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see Captain America by himself in,
now that he's adapted
in present time.
But, you know, it doesn't make much sense why the other Avengers just don't help him.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
call up
like, I understand Thor maybe because he's in Asgard, and he's like, and Iron Man 3, like, where was Hulk and Captain America?
Yeah, they could have, like, Hulk could have just shown, the movie could have lasted 10 minutes.
It could have been a Marvel short film.
He just smashed a little fire guy. I don't know what his name is. He's dead.
Dude he met at the start, and he's like,
I'm excited about that. I know the shield, like the big helicarrier, gets torn down, like it gets blown up, and because it shows that in the trailer.
Did they do that in Iron Man or Avengers 1?
I would say he's like, dude, fly around.
Like, he was doing this.
Yeah, but they end up fixing the propeller.
Yeah, they fixed it, but it almost got blown down. So you know,
this time it's done.
But there's one thing I want to say, like, the Winter Soldier, like, I'm not gonna spoil anything on who that is or anything because based off the comics and stuff. But there's this one point when Captain America, like, throws his shield at the Winter Soldier and he just, like, catches it with one hand. Cool. I was like, okay. But, that'll be a good matchup.
Doesn't the Winter Soldier
have like, the shield is pretty much Captain America.
Doesn't the Winter Soldier have, like, an iron fist or something? Like, iron hand?
And it's, like, some kind of, like...
Yeah, he has, like, a metal
hydraulic system.
Not the iron, but, like, metal or something.
Yeah. And so, that'll all be good. Spider-Man 2. I'm also very excited for this. This is probably my most anticipated movie for this summer. Even more than Captain America to me. Just because I saw the second trailer, or this past trailer.
Looks a lot better.
Villains Unite, or whatever. It shows, like, Electro and his origin and how he becomes who he is.
The other villain again is Electro, and who
else? There's Electro, Rhino, Green Goblin... And yeah, that's it.
It's crazy.
Well, what they're doing, they've got three villains set up for this one, but they've announced a Venom movie for 2016, and they've announced
I don't really like Venom that much.
And they've announced Sinister Six, which I'm assuming will be
what is Sinister Six?
Sinister Six is like... if you saw the trailer again, they ruin a lot of stuff. And in the Spider-Man 2 trailer, if you look in the background on one of the shots, it shows Doc Ock's tentacles and the Vulture's wings. And so the Sinister Six is like Spider-Man's six main villains, and they end up teaming together. And so that's
the villain version of the Avengers.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm assuming that's going to be Spider-Man 3. Yeah,
it's a 1v6.
Yeah,
dude,
pretty
much.
So there's going to be in Sinister Six. There's going to be Vulture, Doc Ock, Green Goblin, Rhino, Electro and Venom, probably. I don't think they're gonna.
There's gonna be two.
But then you have to think there's Lizard from Spider-Man 1, so I don't know what they're gonna do. There's like, they have like seven villains
Lizard
now.
The
Lizard in Spider-Man 1.
His name's the Lizard?
Yeah, his name's the Lizard.
Can they put Dak in the Avengers 2?
Dak Yak.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Dak Yak.
It's gonna be a pretty. It's gonna be a pretty epic movie. So yeah, we'll be doing reviews on these when they come out. And then there's X-Men. What?
Well, what about the Sunday?
Yeah.
What about the Sunday? Oh yeah, we're going to that. We're going to that a little bit. X-Men: Days of Future Past. I don't know if y'all are X-Men fans, but
X-Men First Class.
Basically, X-Men First Class and all the people from the original X-Men movies are coming.
I liked the newest Wolverine.
Yeah, it was good.
I haven't seen that one yet.
They're coming together in one movie, and they're going in future, and they're sending Wolverine in the future, and they're sending him back in the past to try and fix things because the Sentinels, these big giant robots, are taking over, and they're trying to fix things, and so they're bringing the cast from both First Class and the original movies. So that should be interesting.
It has nothing to do with Origins, though, does it?
I
thought X-Men Origins,
X-Men
Wolverine, I thought that was a great movie.
The thing is, another thing that's making me mad with Marvel movies is, like, they're taking away their powers. Like, they took away Iron Man's arc reactor, and then they took away Wolverine's claws.
And that was stupid.
And Wolverine. Like, he just kind of popped off, and then they came back his bones. But then in the new trailer, like, he has his metal claws back.
Yep.
So I'm assuming they're going to explain that. But I don't know why they're taking away, like, they're taking away who they are as people.
They're
pretty
much their logos, almost.
Yeah, Iron Man's like, I don't know where I'll go from here.
I wonder if
one thing that will always remain, I'm Iron Man.
When I sleep, Or what's he say?
I don't know what sleep, but I do have nightmares.
I wonder if Ironman's still going to have the arc reactor in his suit.
Remember that Subway commercial?
He got taken out.
I know.
And his suit?
I mean, what's his suit going to run on now? I mean, didn't it run on the arc reactor?
I don't know why he didn't do that like 5 years ago and just
charge
his suit from something else.
He's always been that rich. Like, why wait that long?
The Subway commercial?
He'll run on solar power.
What?
What's he saying in the Subway commercials?
Who?
Remember he's like, I'm just wondering where's my sandwich.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I just want to watch my sandwich. And then,
I hated the part with the kid in Iron Man 3.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 was a wreck to me, but it didn't ruin
it. It's kind of like Thor 2. I hate that they
Thor 2 had a lot of fighting in it.
I don't know the actor's name, but I know it was when Natalie Portman's, like, friend that was with her the whole time. I hated her. And I hated the dude. The best part of that movie is when the dude's walking around naked.
It seems overall, compared to DC, Marvel's got them, like, whooped pretty bad. And that's actually what we're going to go into. We're going to go into DC.
I thought Man of Steel was pretty good.
Man of Steel was good, but I don't know if you've heard
DC
about this.
What are all the movies that are out?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I mean, like, not soon, but okay. I mean, what have all been released?
All the Dark Knight movies.
The Dark Knight movies
have nothing to do with any of the new ones coming
out.
The DC movies, though.
Okay. Yeah, DC. That's what we're about.
Well, I'll put it this way.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I'd rather watch The Dark Knight and Man of Steel over any Marvel movie. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Marvel. I love Spider-Man. I like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say the Dark Knight trilogy is far better than...
count those in DC.
It's more realistic, almost.
Yeah,
like, it's more serious. I'm more a fan of, like, more serious. Like, I can relate to this, and I'm like, actually in the... I feel like I'm... like, can relate with them. But then they, like, crack one-liners.
You know what's one of the dumbest scenes
in
the Avengers?
What?
It's when Hulk punches Thor.
Dude, that's stupid.
I hated that. And whenever, what's his face?
When they smash Loki or whatever?
No, crap, what is that guy's name?
Whenever he goes to Loki and it slams him on the ground.
No,
that's what I was saying.
Not that.
No.
Agent Coulson, that's what that did. Like, he shoots Loki with that gun as he's dying, he's like, so that's what that does. Like, right before
then,
he dies, like, nobody would say that.
Didn't
and then
make a show
yeah,
about the shield?
I haven't even watched that, and I'm not going to watch
Instead
it.
Instead of saying that's what that does, I'd probably yell for a doctor.
He's dying.
He cracked a one-liner.
That's how I know.
Anyways, going to DC, I don't know if y'all heard anything about this, but Batman versus Superman is the next one.
I thought it got delayed until 2016.
It did, and that's another thing. Like, they're getting way behind. Like, they announced it, and Ben Affleck was Batman, and at first I was kind of iffy about that, but everybody kind of got over that. I'm not a big fan of Ben Affleck, but I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to give him a chance. They delayed it till 2016, and they announced that they're realizing, like, oh crap, Marvel's like releasing all these movies, they announced that they're gonna have Wonder Woman, Flash, and Green Lantern cameos.
Whatever happened to Wonder Woman with Megan Fox?
Superman versus Batman. They announced cameos for three Justice League characters.
Superman's gonna win.
So they're gonna cram all this stuff into this one movie. And I think that movie's probably not going to turn out so good. And here's the next news on that. Jesse Eisenberg is playing Lex Luthor.
Oh, my God.
Wait, who's Jesse Eisenberg?
The guy in Zombieland.
Have you ever seen the guy in Social Network?
Never
See Me.
He's playing Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
He's not a scary guy.
I mean, he's not a scary guy, but I consider him he's one of my favorite
actors.
He's a great actor.
Like, I love him as an actor, but Lex Luthor, like, that's the worst.
They
should have
got the bald dude from the X-Men movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would much rather have him.
Dr. Xavier.
Don't get me wrong. Jesse Eisenberg, great actor. He does the same thing in all his movies, but he's a good actor. But I can just picture him, like...
They maybe should have got
just sitting
Jack
there like,
out.
What do I do? Batman and Superman. I should just unfriend them on Facebook.
They should have got McLovin.
I guess he's going to... Jesse Eisenberg is going to shave his head, and they're just going to...
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. Anyways, I'm not gonna go far into that. But that movie, I'm not really excited, and I'm not really expecting much from that movie. But hopefully, that'll turn around. So yeah, that's been pushed to 2016, and when they did that, Marvel announced that Ant-Man is going to be taking its spot. So Marvel's like, okay, we're ready. Since y'all are delaying that, we're going to throw this in there. So Marvel's, once again, kind of outdoes them.
So Paul Rudd's Ant-Man, right?
Yes, Paul Rudd's Ant-Man. And I'm actually kind of excited about that. Because
he's not really an action guy, though.
I mean, the only series movie I've seen him was Great Gatsby, the older one.
Yeah.
Great Gatsby's a terrible movie.
Which one?
I mean, older than the new one.
I haven't seen the new one. I've heard the new one's great.
I didn't really pay attention to it that well.
The only reason I watched the new one is because I've seen the old one. I don't know how it ends.
A lot of people like it, but I didn't like it that well.
Yeah, you'll
I didn't get a chance to see
Yak
it.
Yak Yak.
Yak. Okay, Transformers 4. We got a teaser or TV spot for that.
Yak Yak.
I felt like I needed to say something about it. I'm not excited about it or anything because I don't know. It's just the same thing. It's just the same thing over and over again. The trailers are the same. Like, it's just explosions and there's some guy in trouble. And you know in the end somebody's gonna... It's just the same thing.
All the robots are gonna die.
Yeah.
I thought Optimus Prime died in the... I've only seen one Transformer movie, which is the third one. Yeah. I got pushed in to go and see it.
And so Mark Wahlberg is...
Sorry. He's not a good
singer. I'm joking.
Because here's the thing. The reason why, because of the cartoons, he was like a little teenager, like scrawny little kid. And Shia LaBeouf was like perfect for that. Mark Wahlberg was like an old 40-year-old guy.
But Mark Wahlberg's not Sam Witwicky, though.
This is the fourth movie, though. He doesn't say 17 forever.
Yeah, but Mark Wahlberg's not the same character as Shia LaBeouf was.
So he's like a new guy.
Yeah, he's like a new guy.
Oh.
What happened to the other guy's character?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming he'll explain.
A little bit of a mix-up.
But, Mark Wahlberg, I like him. I'm just not excited for that movie.
Mark Wahlberg, though, great actor.
Yeah, and another thing is, I think the reason Shia LaBeouf's not brought back into this.
Did he retire?
This is another topic. Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. He posted on Twitter. He tried making like a short film. He wanted to make a short film, and he used this guy's like book. He based it off this guy's book or something, and so the guy like everybody went off on him for copyright or not copyright, but like just. I guess that's what you call it.
Originality.
Yeah, he didn't ask the guy if he could use his story or whatever, so he tried to make it a short film, and so he posted on Twitter something like, I'm done with the public or something like that. So I'm assuming he's done, or he's retired. That's what everybody thinks. And if he has...
I mean, he was a good actor.
He's...
I mean, look at Holes.
Yeah, he was...
Holes.
I said, look at Holes.
Even Stevens. The Even Stevens movie.
Great.
The Even Stevens movie. Have you seen the Even Stevens movies? That should be my favorite movie when they go on that island.
Yeah.
And they go out there and then at the end...
Beans.
And it switches back between like... I forgot what it's... I know, it switches back between his hometown or whatever. And then he's like on a prank show. And they pranked the black dude from...
Anyways, we can get something else, you know, besides Even Stevens.
Yeah. We'll keep going. Philip Senior Hoffman.
Senior? Is he Mexican now?
Senior. Philip Senior Hoffman. Passed away.
Yeah, Philip Senior Hoffman.
I feel like a douchebag for laughing about this. Hey, we got Valentine's Candy.
I do pass
anyways,
away.
Anyways, hold on a second.
Yeah, that was pretty sad. Right? I mean, he was in a lot of... I mean,
I didn't really care for him in that. The only movie I really...
Was that the guy that was like, I'm watching you, Lebowski? Like when he's
no, that was, no, that was... He was his assistant.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Philip was his assistant.
Oh, okay, right. And,
He's like...
But more importantly, he's in the Hunger Games, and he's a big part in that. And so that's tragic to a lot of Hunger Games fans.
Rest in peace, Philip.
Yeah, you'll be missed.
Anyway.
You'll be missed.
The movie I remember him...
And then there's Paul Walker. anyways.
Too old now.
So... Okay. So, yeah, he's passed away, and that's a sad thing. I didn't really follow him too much. So
Shirley Temple died, I think, too.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's just ODing now.
When are they going to stop making Fast and Furious movies?
Never.
Whenever
they find Paul Walker.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of those.
I'm kind of excited for Need for Speed. Didn't mean to cut you off, but Need for Speed, you know, that's supposed to be a great movie because I love playing those games when I was little.
Yeah.
Wait, how many M&M's left?
And Kid Cudi being one of the racers, that's pretty cool.
Okay, our last, or
Are we done talking about?
Yeah.
I just want to get that
over. I mean, I had something to say about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay, go ahead.
Going off.
Go ahead.
You know, movie Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I remember him from. That's all I had to say.
Perfect.
Jake.
I'm Jake.
I'm Trey.
I'm Dalton.
We're keeping it live, keeping it true, but most importantly, we're keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
See you next time. That was really long.
Turn this off?
Yeah.
Just push the button. Which one is it? Power?
I feel like we did.
This one?
Yeah.